the cartridges didn't fit the Mark 32. Zit had spent valuable time machining a false case around them to get them into the tubes. Damn Turl! He had told his men to move that damned drone 2 hours ago. Damn Turl! Now here he was. He had found a co-pilot, one of the executives in the draft that had just arrived, rated combat on a Mark 32 named Nup. A dimwit, but that's what you got on an out-of-the-way planet like this, who thought it was a typical Bolbod attack, based on a rumor he had heard in the Kerbango shops lately in the Imperial City that a conquest of the Bolbods was intended. Zit had collected a combat breathe mask, gotten a shoulder bag of extra vials, gotten his sidearms, put spare rations in his pocket, and last but not least, put his favorite wrench into the side of his boot. A wrench that sometimes came in handy in any kind of fight or situation. The Mark 32 motors turned over easily. It purred. In no time at all, he would be out there, and that would be the very positive end of this attack. Damn, Turl! Zit let off the skid grips and taxied the Mark 32. Hit 'em low, kill 'em. Toward the firing door. Mechanics leaped to get out of his way. The place was in a turmoil of cyclos trying to get planes ready with nothing. And that damned drone was still standing there. Ordinarily, you could fire 3 planes at once through that door. It was high enough even to add a 4th. But that ancient relic of a gas drone was so wide and so tall it was blocking the whole door. Just what he'd told Turl. Damn Turl! There was no way he could get the Mark 32 past it. Zit leaned out the door and screamed for the shift foreman. He came rushing up. Zit almost bit him.
Move that damned drone! 2 hours ago,
It won't, Dolly,
panted the foreman. He pointed. 4 dolly trucks had been trying to push it away.
It won't move!
Zit gave his equipment bag a hoist onto his shoulder and sprang down.
You ever saw Crunch? The only inside control that thing has is its mag grapnels. Why haven't you let it off? Those big skis are magnetically locked to this platform. Why don't you learn?
It's a very old drone,
chattered the foreman, his wits starting to crumble under Zit's glare. Zit rushed to the door of the drone. It was a huge door, big enough to load a dozen gas canisters at a time. Somebody had put a rolling ladder there, and Zit ran up it, his equipment clattering, and pried at the door. It was locked, an armored door itself the size of a plane.
Where's the key?
Screamed Zit.
Turl had it,
the foreman shouted up at him.
We've looked everywhere for Turl. We can't find him.
Damn, Turl!
Have you searched his rooms?
Zit yelled down from the rolling ladder.
Yes,
cried the foreman.
We...
At that moment, a higher-pitched voice bit into the row of the hangar.
Yoo-hoo!
It was Chirk. Zit stared in daggers of hostility. The cheap twit. But she was holding a single huge key.
I found this in his desk!
She caroled.
Where are the other keys to this thing?
Shouted Zit.
The preset box keys!
That's the only one there was in the desk,
lilted Chirk.